Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the twists and turns of life's most transformative decades. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s, like me, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversations about what this decade really looks like. I'm Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. Every week, we dive into the challenges, growth, and mindset shifts that come with this journey. Because what's the fun in going through the ups and downs alone when we can be each other's cheerleaders, encouragers, and wisdom sharers? Now, let me ask you something. How long have you been waiting? Waiting for the right time, waiting to feel ready, waiting for a sign. Because today I'm going to tell you something you might not want to hear. That moment that you are waiting for is not coming. The right time, it's a myth. And that's what we are going to break down today. How to stop waiting and finally take control of your life. So grab a coffee, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and let's get started. Let's start with a simple but powerful truth. Action is the antidote to hesitation. Well, you know that feeling when you have got this idea or goal, but you just can't seem to take that first step. You think about it and you overthink it. And before you know it, time passes and you are still stuck in the same place. I get it. But here is the thing. The moment you hesitate, you are already in a battle with yourself. It's a mental tug of war, and the longer you hesitate, the more your brain will fight to keep you in your comfort zone. The truth is, most of the time, we are not stuck because we are incapable. We are stuck because we haven't made the first move. Let me give you an example from my life. When I first decided to transition into coaching full-time, I was filled with doubt. I was already juggling a career, family, and so many commitments, so the thought of leaving a steady job to follow my true passion felt overwhelming. I kept telling myself, I will wait until I have more time, I will wait until I'm more prepared. But as you can guess, nothing ever changed until I decided that the only way forward was to take action, no matter how tiny that step is. Action changes things, and it's that change that's the key to progress. You don't have to have everything figured out to start, but you need to start. This is the power of action. It begins to shift the energy around you and opens up new opportunities you didn't see before. Now, those who know me know that I'm a huge fan of Mel Robbins, and if you haven't heard of her, you need to check her out. She has got this game-changing concept called the 5-second rule. This method is simple. The second you have an instinct to act, whether it's sending that email, going to a run, or making that phone call, count down from 5 and just move. Like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and move. Why? Because overthinking is the enemy of action. The longer you wait, the easier it becomes to talk yourself out of it. But if you follow Mel's 5-second rule, it short-circuits that hesitation, It gets you moving before your brain can convince you to stay stuck. But I also have a little system of my own that I like to share with my clients, which is especially useful for when you can't hit the action button right away and are in constant hesitation. It's a method I call the future feelings technique, and it works wonders for me when I feel myself hesitating, and my clients also love it. Well, let's dive into it. Let me introduce you to a game changer, the future feelings technique. It's simple, but trust me, it's extremely powerful. Here's how it works. The next time you find yourself hesitating, whether it's hitting the gym, starting the big project, or making a bold move in your career, pause. Ask yourself this: how will I feel in 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, or 1 month if I don't take action right now? Because that feeling, that's what will either push you forward or leave you stuck in the same place. Let me give you an example. A few months ago, a client of mine, let's call her Miss E, came to me feeling stuck in her career. She knew she needed to network more, put herself out there, meet new people, and create opportunities for herself. But every time an event came up, her brain hit her with an excuse. I'm too tired. I don't know what to say. What if I sound awkward? Sounds familiar? We all do this. These little excuses are like tiny bricks. And before you know it, they build a wall between you and your goals. So I walk her through the future feeling technique. So I said, how will you feel tonight when you decide to stay home instead of going to that networking event? How will you feel in a week when you realize you still haven't made any progress? How will you feel in a month when someone else gets the opportunity you wanted because they showed up and you didn't? That last one hit her like from the soft spot, hard, because the truth is, we regret inaction more than we regret imperfect action. She went to the event. Was it a little uncomfortable at first? Yes, I think like at some point she was like maybe cursing to me a little bit. But did she meet someone who introduced her to a new job opportunity? Also yes. And she realized something. Taking action, no matter how small it is, feels infinitely better than sitting in self-doubt. Most people think of regret as a weight, something that holds them down. But what if I told you that regret could be your most powerful tool for progress? Instead of dwelling on the past, use it as fuel. Ask yourself, what can I learn from my past hesitations? How can I take that regret and turn it into action? I call this upcycling regret because just like all materials can be repurposed into something valuable, your mistakes and past inaction and how you felt about those can be transformed into fuel for your next move. Instead of regret holding you back, let it push you forward. Because every what-if moment you have ever had is a reminder of what's possible when you finally decide to act. Now that you have seen how the future feelings technique works, let's go even deeper. Because hesitation isn't just a temporary struggle, it's a pattern. And one of the biggest culprits behind that pattern is your comfort zone. It might seem harmless, like a safe place, but in reality, it's a trap. And if you are not careful, it will keep you stuck for years without you even realizing. So let's talk about how to escape it for good. Oh yes, the comfort zone, that cozy little place where nothing scary happens, where you can binge watch Netflix, scroll through social media, and convince yourself that you will start tomorrow. Sounds great, right? Well, wrong. Your comfort zone is the biggest lie you tell yourself. It feels safe, but it's actually the biggest thing holding you back. Procrastination, which is impossible for me to pronounce, isn't just about being lazy. It's your brain tricking you into staying comfortable. The moment you think about doing something that requires effort, uncertainty, or a risk, your brain hits you with a brilliant excuse. Let's not do that right now. It's too risky. Maybe later. But here's the deal. Later never comes. So how many times have you told yourself, I will start working out next Monday. I will apply for that job when I feel more comfortable. I will finally start that business when the timing is right. Well, spoiler alert, the timing is never ever right. And trust me, I know this firsthand. When I was thinking about launching this podcast, I had every excuse in the book. What if my recording setup isn't good enough? What if my accent isn't perfect, which will never be? What if I ramble too much? So what did I do? I kept preparing, tweaking, researching, but not actually recording. Then I asked myself, how will I feel in a month if I keep preparing but never launch? The answer was clear. I will be frustrated, drowning in excuses, and even more hesitant to start. And that's exactly what happens with most people. The comfort zone tricks you into thinking you are being productive when you are just delaying the inevitable. So here is the truth. Comfort feels good, but it's killing your progress. If you want change, you need to stop negotiating with yourself and start taking uncomfortable action. Do you want to know how? Let me tell you the four steps to start acting now. All right. Now that we have exposed the comfort zone for what it really is, let's talk about how to break free from it. Because awareness is great, but action is what actually changes things. Here is your four-step action plan to get moving today, not someday. Well, step one is to make a 24-hour decision. Ask yourself, what is one thing I can do in the next 24 hours? Not next week, not when I feel ready, today. The mistake most people make is waiting for the perfect time. But let me tell you, that time, it doesn't exist. You don't need a fully mapped out plan. You don't need to have all the answers. What you need is to take one small, undeniable action that moves you forward. Thinking about starting a business? Send that email. Want to work out? Lay out your clothes, book the class, or step outside for a 5-minute walk. Be meaning to network? DM that person on LinkedIn. The key here is momentum. Small actions build confidence, and confidence builds results. Stop giving yourself extra time to overthink. Just decide and do something within the next 24 hours. Step two is about stopping negotiating with yourself. Your brain is going to try to talk you out of it. That's its job. It wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you comfortable and out of uncertainty. And it's sneaky about it. I'm too tired. I don't know enough yet. Maybe later. Do they sound familiar? This is the voice of hesitation, and if you let it, it will keep you stuck for years and years. But here is the truth. Action creates motivation, not the other way around. And you don't wait to feel inspired. You start moving and the inspiration follows. Feeling exhausted? Take the step anyway. Feeling afraid? Do it anyway. Feeling overwhelmed? Break it down and do the easiest part first. What separates action from wishful thinkers is this. They don't negotiate with their excuses. They feel the fear, the resistance, and the discomfort, and then they move forward anyway. And every time you do that, you prove to yourself that you are capable of more than you thought. Step 3 is committing to the next small step. Once you take the first step, then don't stop there. Immediately plan the next one. Because here is what happens to most people. They get a burst of motivation, take one action, and then they just stop. And stopping is where momentum dies. If you send the email, follow up. If you book the workout, show up. And if you post your first piece of content, plan the next one. Progress doesn't come from one big leap. It comes from stacking small, consistent moves that keep you moving forward. And even when the excitement wears off, they keep you going. This is why people who succeed don't rely on motivation. They rely on habits. They don't just take action when they feel like it. They commit to showing up even when they don't. And that's what creates lasting results. And last but not least, step 4 is to lock in the feeling of accomplishment. Let's talk about something that will fuel your momentum every single time. And that's the feeling of accomplishment. Think about the last time you finally did something you had been avoiding. Maybe it was finishing a tough workout, sending a scary email, or speaking up when you normally wouldn't. Remember that rush of relief, that spark of confidence, and that's what action gives you. Now imagine the opposite. How do you feel when you don't take action? When another week, another month, another year goes by and you are still in the same place. That feeling of regret. So use this as a fuel. When you hesitate, ask yourself, how will I feel in 1 hour if I don't do this? How will I feel in 1 week if I keep making excuses? How will I feel in 1 year if I let this opportunity slip away? We regret inaction far more than we regret imperfect action. So don't wait for motivation. Don't wait for perfect conditions to appear. And don't let hesitation win. There you have it. 4 steps to take control, get unstuck, and start moving forward right now. This is your moment. Not next Monday, not when things slow down, not when you feel ready. Now, so here is my challenge to you. Pick one thing from the list and do it anyway. Just one. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be something. And once you do, keep stacking those wins. Because the truth is, momentum beats perfection every single time. No more waiting, no more overthinking, just action. Let's go. Well, before we wrap up, let's talk about something that can make or break your progress. Our old friend, accountability. Because let's be honest, we all have days when motivation disappears. You know, those moments when your comfort zone whispers, skip the workout, no one will know, or push that project to the next week, it's not urgent anyway. And suddenly weeks go by and you are still standing in the same place, frustrated and wondering why nothing has changed. This is why accountability matters. It's not about pressure, it's not about punishment, it's about having the right kind of support that keeps you moving even when your own mind tries to hold you back. At Health & Co., we don't believe in one-size-fits-all approach to accountability because guess what? Different people need different types of motivation, and even the same person might need different strategies for different goals. The way you push yourself to work out may not be the way you push yourself to launch a business. The way you stay consistent with healthy habits may not be the same way you stay committed to your career goals. And that's okay, because motivation isn't a formula. It's a very, very personal journey. That's why we work with our clients to customize accountability methods that actually work for them. Some people try with structure, which are weekly check-ins, goal trackings, clear milestones. Others, they do better with flexibility, with gentle reminders, self-reflection exercises, or even shifting their environment to set themselves up for success. So, whatever your style, the key is this. When life gets busy, when excuses creep in, and when you start negotiating with yourself, we are here to remind you that you are capable of anything and everything you want. We will push you just enough to get you out of your comfort zone and into action. Because at the end of the day, growth happens outside of comfort, and progress happens when you take that next step, even if it's a tiny, messy, imperfect one. Now, before you go, I want you to ask yourself one question. What is one thing I've been putting off that I can take action on today? Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Maybe it's sending that email. Maybe it's signing up for that class. Maybe it's finally committing to your personal growth. Whatever it is, do it now. And if this episode spoke to you, if you felt even a little bit called out in the best way possible, I want you to take one more step. Follow me on Instagram at Health & Co. USA for daily motivation, strategies, and real talk about what it takes to actually change your life. And please, please, please share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Let's be each other's accountability partners. Because here is the truth. Momentum beats perfection every single time. So stop waiting, stop overthinking, and for the love of progress, get out of your own way and take action. Let's go.